heaven and earth, says the Lord. Now the Word is made flesh and laid in a narrow manger. From eternity to eternity you are God. And now we see you as a newborn child. Grace, mercy and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Very warm welcome to our service this morning. Christmas Day has come. Thank you, Jane. Christmas Day has come. Why don't you turn to your neighbour? You can't say because you've got the mask on, but nevertheless, say it's good to be here. I've got to say, it's nice to be here on Christmas morning. Good to be here. And it is good to be here. And welcome as well, whether you're sat at home with your cup of tea or here in person. It's lovely to come together as we celebrate the birth of Jesus.
The Sun of Righteousness has dawned with healing in his wings. Let us come to the light of Christ, confessing our sins in penitence and faith. God our Father, you sent your Son, full of grace and truth. Forgive our failure to receive him. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Jesus, our Saviour, you were born in poverty and laid in a manger. Forgive our greed and rejection of your ways. Christ, have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Spirit of love, your servant Mary responded joyfully to your call. Forgive the hardness of our hearts. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May the God of all healing and forgiveness draw you to himself and cleanse you from all your sins, that you may behold the glory of his Son, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have given us your only begotten Son to take our nature upon him, and as at this time to be born of a pure virgin. Grant that we who have been born again and made your children by adoption and grace may daily be renewed by your Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with the joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. for a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onwards and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she wrapped, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you, and you will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and laying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, first an apology. There are a few people here who were here last night, bless their hearts. You're going to get pretty much the same sermon as you had last night. So obviously it's so magnificent you'll hear new things this second time around, but nevertheless, a little apology to you. All is well. The WHO confirmed that Father Christmas was immune to COVID-19, so I'm hoping your parcels have arrived by now. Is that the case? Santa has been. And small stories like this make us smile, and we need them as we come to the end of what has been an extraordinary year. And we come together to remember a beginning, a birth, a beginning so small, but with universal significance. The service last night began with these words from the 17th century: great, little, or small one, whose all-embracing birth brings earth to heaven, stoops heaven to earth. And it's the theme of the significance of small things that I want to consider a bit on this Christmas morning. And to help us do that, I want to take you back to a day off for me on a damp October afternoon. October seems to be always damp, when I had the chance to put my feet up and watch a movie called Children of Men, a film based on the novel by P.D. James. For those of you unfamiliar with either the film or the book, I'm going to spend a couple of minutes just telling its story, because I think they speak powerfully of this Christmas story we are here to celebrate. It's one of those gifts to a preacher, and I went off and wrote down notes afterwards. It's a dystopian film. A child hasn't been born for 18 years. Society is deeply divided. Immigrants and the stranger are scapegoated and caged. And life has become so worthless that there are adverts for euthanasia kits. I almost stopped watching. It was a little too uncomfortable for a day off, yet I persevered as the scene was set, and eventually we meet a young black girl who is pregnant. That pregnancy, of course, makes her valuable. To the underground rebellion who want an uprising, she is a symbol around whom people will gather. Yet to another who for a time was part of that rebellion, he wants to protect her and set her free, and she comes to trust him. And they journey together, hoping to find a mythical place of hope and peace. But before they get there, the child is born in a prison camp on a dirty mattress surrounded by chaos and violence. Soon they have to flee, and they find themselves cornered in a building with the rebels and the innocent caught up in the fighting, and they are trapped. Bullets and bombs all around. And then the child cries, stunned first by the sound and then by the sight of a new life. The guns fall silent for a few moments, and soldiers even fall to their knees, and something in them seems to shift, at least for a moment, as mother and child escape. Now, hopefully you can see some connection with this story and the story we remember today. Jesus was, of course, born into a world that was divided, where people, too, were scapegoated and separated because of their race or background or wealth or education.
His mother and protector Joseph were on the move too, and Jesus was born in an outbuilding, noisy, smelly, cold and damp, anything but a silent night. And shepherds were called from their field, and they peered into the stable, heard the cry, and saw the Word made flesh. They saw hope in a small bundle of life with universal significance. Great little one, whose all-embracing birth brings earth to heaven, stoops heaven to earth. But this was no grand entry, rather a small arrival in a small, out-of-the-way place. Sometimes it's hard to be a person of faith, faced with the cruelty of life at times, to believe in a God of love when there is so much to perplex and confuse. Consequently, our faith can sometimes seem so small as we struggle to make sense of life. But this year has taught us that it's often the small things that matter most, the small glimmers of hope, the chinks of light that in some way, I think, remind us of a God who is always with us. Great little one, whose all-embracing birth brings earth to heaven, stoops heaven to earth. This time last year, of course, COVID-19 was so small it was not something we paid much attention to. Yet it became, as we know, a global pandemic, and there have been so many sad tales to tell from this last year. And yet what has often made it bearable has often been the small things. The kindness of a call, the offer to get the shopping, a few characters sent with love in a text message. The small and simple often make all the difference. Maybe that's why later on Jesus talks of faith as being small, like a mustard seed, or of it being a precious coin that you sweep the house to find. Maybe too it's why he chose the small and simple gestures to have universal significance. Just think of what we do this morning. A small round wafer, a small piece of bread that symbolizes so much is placed in your hand. And it's this apparently small thing that over time helps us comprehend something of the God who came, who comes among us now, who gives and says, "I love you." And just as we delight to carefully choose and give gifts to those whom we love, how much more does God delight as we open our hands to receive a small token of love, something of God's very self, infused in a small and little piece of bread. That's why our separation over this last year has, for me at least, been more acute. We have not been able to gather around this table as a family as we would wish, just as many of you cannot gather as a family today to celebrate. Yet the significance of what happens when we do this in remembrance of him, small and insignificant as it might sometimes seem, remains. And perhaps reminds us, as the story of Christmas does, that God is to be found amidst the small and the apparently insignificant. Every year, preachers like me look for a way to tell the story again, but it's really very simple. God becomes small to come among us. God cries. God calls. God says, "I love you," and we, falteringly, weakly, confused and bewildered as we sometimes are, reply as best we can, "I love you too." Great small one, whose all-embracing birth brings earth to heaven, stoops heaven to earth. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please sit or kneel to pray. The response to my bidding, glory to God in the highest, is, and peace to his people on earth. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. As we pray for the church and for the world on this day of celebration, let us remember in our prayers the true message of Christmas. We ask for God's blessing on all our world, our Christian brothers and sisters, who through preparation in Advent have heard the story and now celebrate your birth here among us. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Holy Child, you came to bring peace and reconciliation to a world which is damaged by greed, power, and hatred. We pray for those places of the world where there is unrest. We pray that the message of Christmas will turn the hearts of men and women from violence to justice and reconciliation. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Holy Child, you came to bring light to the darkness. We pray for those places where the Christ light does not shine. We pray for this parish of Whitkirk and Colton, and for our city of Leeds. We pray for all those who will spend this day alone. We remember the frightened and the anxious, and for those who are separated from their loved ones on this day. Lord, be with the homeless, the hungry, and the cold. We give thanks for those who volunteer at St. George's Crypt and for all other charities which are there to ease the stresses and strains of this season. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Holy Child, born in a stable because there was no room at the inn. We pray that we have room for Jesus in our homes today. We pray for our families and friends, and for all those whom we will share this day with. We thank God for his generosity, for the food we eat and the gifts exchanged. We pray for those for whom this day will be exhausting and stressful. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Holy Child, you came to fulfill the word of the angel. We pray for all those who have proclaimed your word in this place, those who have inspired and taught us. We pray for our bishops, Nicholas and Paul, and for all clergy of this diocese. We pray especially for Matthew and Giles and the choir who have led our Advent preparations and Christmas celebrations. We give thanks for all those who have participated in any Advent activity, either online or in church. We give thanks that even though separated at this time, you draw us unto you, and we ask that you enrich our worship by the knowledge of your love. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Holy Child, you were sent to heal the broken and to bring reconciliation. We pray for those who we love at this time, who are ill in hospital or at home. We pray for all those who will spend Christmas in hospital, for all nursing staff who will care for them. We hold before you all those who are suffering at this time with COVID-19. May you surround them with your love, your healing and your strength. Pray for those who are called into a nursing or care profession, all paramedics and anyone who works on the front line of medicine and research. And in a moment of silence, we hold before you anyone for whom we wish to pray. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Holy Child, your birth and death brought to an end to death for us. We pray in hope that death is not the end. We pray for all those who have passed through the veil of death and now rest in eternity with you. Praying for anyone who has recently died, and for those who, for today, there will be an empty chair at the table. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Holy Child, on this day we celebrate your coming. Open our ears in the coming days and weeks to hear the message and to receive you fully into our lives. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to all in whom he delights. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Lord, hail, David, his slave. have made flesh life of the world in your incarnation, you embraced our poverty by your Spirit. May we share in your riches. Amen. Please stand. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
All glory and honour be yours always and everywhere, mighty Creator, ever living God. We give you thanks and praise for your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who for love of our fallen race humbled himself and was born of the Virgin Mary by the power of your Spirit and lived as one of us. In this mystery of the Word made flesh, you have caused his light to shine in our hearts, to give knowledge of your glory in the face of Jesus Christ. In him we see our God made visible, and so are caught up in the love of the God we cannot see. Therefore, with all the angels of heaven, we lift our voices to proclaim the glory of your name and sing our joyful hymn of praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Accept our praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us his body and his blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom, and with this bread and this cup, we make the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord. Christ is the bread of life. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, Lord Jesus, until you come in glory. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your Spirit. Inspire us with your love, and unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honor and glory and power be yours forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break the bread of life, and that life is the light of the world. God, here among us, light in the midst of us, bring us to light and life. Christ is the true bread which has come down from heaven. Lord, give us this bread always. The body of Christ broken for us all. Amen. Blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Let us pray. God our Father, whose word has come among us in the Holy Child of Bethlehem, may the light of faith illumine our hearts and shine in our words and deeds, through him who is Christ the Lord. Amen. Merciful God, you have called us to your table and fed us with the bread of life. Draw us and all people to serve your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Who by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly, fill you with peace and goodwill, and make you partakers of the divine nature, and the the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Go in peace, proclaim the word made flesh. Glory, thanks, and praise to God. Ha ha.